It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bizarre Dutch TV show challenges men to guess if a woman is pregnant or just chubby.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Quick reminder as you get ready to head back to school next week that if you would like to record your classroom pledge and send it to us, we can get you on the air for a week and make you our pledge of the week. Just send it, the recording, you just do it on your phone, send it to pledge@janekevin.com and we'll get you all lined up and let you know ahead of time when we're going to play it so everybody can listen. It's kind of fun. Mm-hmm. All right, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, what I would like to do right now, all of our services that we use for funny, hilarious stories and jokes.
Yeah.
And they are not working today.
No.
So I thought, well, geez, I could just go home or I could come up with my own stuff.
Yeah. They're.
I wanted to do this. I wanted to find out. We have not seen each other, all of us together, for since when? The 20th?
Yep. Is that right?
Is that right?
Last time all three of us were here, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, where we're all three together. Now, I know you two have worked together some. I would imagine, Steve, you probably spent some time at Jay's.
Yep.
Did you guys do like a dinner or what did you do?
I mean, we just stayed over for 4 days. Okay. Just stayed there.
After Denise was here, I just had a hunch Steve would be, you know, at your house.
Right.
Yeah. Dinner and a movie.
Multiple movies, actually, but yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay. The movies are what I'm interested in, guys. What movies did you watch during that time? And let's play a little rank 'em. I'll even, you know what, we can work TV shows after this, but let's start with the movies that made it on to your television. And if you're like me, there's going to be probably a movie that sticks out where you're like, that was awesome.
Okay.
I really like that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, were you like that? Do you have one where that you just, it's the first one you think of, Jay?
I mean, my wife was like, let's watch Taylor Sheridan movies because we've been watching a lot of Taylor movies? Sheridan TV shows.
Wait, he has movies?
Yeah.
So that's what I said.
So, you know, we watched Landman and obviously Yellowstone and, you know, so we watched some and Lioness, all Taylor Sheridan TV series. So my wife's like, well, does he do movies? So she started Googling and got on her phone and she found there's quite a few actually.
Where he's the writer or he just acts in them?
No, okay. He's not in them. He's just writing them or directing or having a hand in the directing. So we watched Wind River, Without Remorse, and Those Who Wish Me Dead in that order.
I've not heard of these.
No, I hadn't either. I'm trying to figure out. I think I would go Wind River, maybe. Jeremy Renner's in that. Those Who Wish Me Dead is Angelina Jolie.
Ooh.
And I guess, I mean, I feel that's not really fair to Without Remorse, but I think I'm going to have to rank it as such.
Without Remorse was...
Michael B. Jordan's in that one.
Oh, gosh, he is good, isn't
he? Yeah, he's great.
Man, that guy is
good. So they have some big names in him, but just movies that I hadn't really heard of, and okay. I don't know why, but yeah, so those are the three.
And they were all... good movies though, like you didn't regret watching
not at
any
all
of them?
No, yeah, I didn't regret it at
okay.
all. Yeah,
I'll have to check those out.
Yeah.
CJ, this is why I wanted to do this segment. That's the kind of stuff people need to put in their pocket and remember, because a lot of these shows that maybe you have been watching have ended.
Like, oh, for sure. Me, yeah,
Survivor gone,
right? Yep.
Shrinking season 2, god, I love that show, gone.
Oh, is it complete now?
Oh, it's done.
I didn't see the last episode.
Yeah, The Last Thanksgiving, it's called.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see that one.
When did that
one come out?
December 23rd.
Okay, yeah, no, I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I watched it last night. I knew I was way behind, and I couldn't remember there was one or two, but I was up for whatever it was, and there was just the one. Oh, it was good. It was a little emotional.
All right, Steve, movie?
Gosh, I feel like I watched some Netflix things that I don't remember the titles of. But I also saw The Fire Inside.
Oh, you did? Somebody recommended that.
Oh, you went to the theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve, that looks awesome. I don't know what that story is.
Christmas Day you went, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really good.
Like very inspirational type of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. I had, so when I went to the theater, when did I go? I don't know when I went, but when I went to the theater to see Wicked, I saw a preview for The Fire Inside. And it was like Christmas Day or holiday season or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. I don't know. Unlike you guys, I had no idea what the story was.
Right.
But I was like, yeah, seems inspirational, seems cool. I'll check it out. And so then I went and I saw it. It was really good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that would interest me. I don't know if I ever go in the theater, but I will definitely watch it, you know, once it comes out on the old television.
Yeah, it's one of those. So it's based on a true story. It's this girl becomes an Olympian. She's a boxer,
right?
And basically, it's the story of her going for the medal and after the Olympics and all that,
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I don't think I spoiled anything there. So yeah,
no,
yeah, I think that's in the description.
It's in the preview.
Yeah, and it's in the preview. So
yeah, really good.
And, of course, I think we all saw Carry On.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. I will tell you, when that movie started, I was a little skeptical because it was like, okay, I don't, this
unrelatable character.
Tegan Egerhart, whatever his name is.
Yeah, that's right. Taron, I think.
Taron Egerhart.
Yeah.
And I know he's been in a lot of, he's been in some good stuff, okay? And I know he's a good actor. But when it started, I was like, I don't know. I'm going to have a hard time rooting for this guy. He doesn't seem, just his whole character was like, eh. And then I'm like, the bad guy is Jason Bateman, who I love, and I kind of want to root for him.
I hope that changed.
They fixed that.
Yeah, I hope that changed
fast.
Yeah.
They fixed that. But halfway through the movie, you're like, oh, Jason Bateman, you are one of the worst humans I have
How great is he at that, though?
Oh, gosh, he was good.
Yeah, he's very good.
And then the other, you know, the other kid, Ethan was his name in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
He totally went the opposite, too, where you're like, oh, no, this guy is awesome.
Right.
I really enjoyed it. That one was that's one I will watch, you know.
Again?
Maybe every year because it's, you can fake like it's Christmassy.
Sure.
Like Die Hard and
for sure.
It's a Christmas movie. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's at Christmas time, so yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay, I gotcha. That makes sense.
As much as Die Hard, right?
Yeah, correct, yeah.
And it had the very Die Hard feel to it. I enjoyed that one.
So was that your number one then?
For movies, yeah, because I think it was the only actual movie that I watched. And then I do like documentaries. Well, first of all, I watched all of Tulsa King.
That's funny because my wife and I said we wanted to start that.
I binged both seasons of it. It's
are you recommending it or no?
I liked it. I mean, I don't know where your wife will fall on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very heavy gangster.
Okay.
I mean, Sylvester Stallone is a gangster.
Right.
And
so is John Dutton.
You were right. But he's a gangster cowboy that everybody
Which makes it
for.
Cooler.
Right.
You're a cowboy.
It's okay.
Yeah.
You're a cowboy. You can kill people. It's fine. Yeah. But yeah, it was good. I enjoy the show. And I forget how I think Sylvester Stallone is, whatever he is, 70-some years old. You're just like, dude, you are still a stud. He has this strut that he does in the show where every time he talks to somebody or does something, you know, he's always dressed in the nicest suit.
Exactly, yeah, it helps
and
with
the
swagger.
And he'll say something cool and he'll be like, I told you, this is my town. And then he turn around and they
just
show
walks
him
away,
strut out of there. So yeah. I enjoyed it. And then the other one that I don't know if I enjoyed this or not, but I could not stop watching it. Mr. McMahon, the documentary on Vince McMahon and all the WWE.
Okay.
The growing up of it, where his dad
interesting,
was.
Interesting, I would
it.
Imagine.
It was interesting. And the bummer about it was they kept having to say, all of these interviews were filmed before Vince McMahon had allegations about sexual harassment and sexual trafficking and blah, blah, blah. So they just had to kind of deal with that part a little bit, but it was interesting. And if you've liked wrestling at all, it's worth a watch.
Mr. McMahon, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. We've just filled up your platter. You know, you took all the Christmas cookies off of it. You washed it. You're ready to put the platter away. And now it's filled with all these TV movies you got to go watch. So Enjoy your January.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can I give you one more quick, dumb...
I'm willing.
...story?
I love dumb.
Kevin James.
I love you.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Alrighty, Kevin.
Alright, well, this one says, Dear Jay and Kevin, New Year's Day 2014 was the last time my husband drank alcohol. He had a very terrible New Year's Eve, ended up in jail, and losing a lot of friends. However, over the last 10 years, he has patched up all those friendships and has completely changed as a man. He has brought up his interest in buying a bar with one of his buddies. I should say that his buddy also has never been a drinker at all. Their passion is sports, and they have all these great ideas about different leagues, etc., etc. They're just real excited about it, and they are at the point where they are full steam ahead, looking to make it happen. Now, he assures me there is nothing to worry about with him being around alcohol. I know he's strong, but so is this dang disease. Should I be super concerned and not supportive, or is this a time to be supportive, the good supportive wife, and just try to make it go well?
All right, well, yeah, 509-441-0999. I mean, I think the majority of the texters this morning are like, you know, probably not a good idea. I don't see one. Well, hold on, just got a couple of new ones here pop in real quick. Yeah, the overall feeling is, seems risky, but I don't think that you don't support. So I feel like that's kind of where they're at. Proceed with caution type thing. I mean, obviously, when you hear that, you go, well, that seems dumb. I mean, that's, you know, your first inclination is maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah. I mean,
and I think that's a natural thing.
Get it.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Well, it would be one of those that you'd be like, wait, what? What?
Yeah. Like, why? Of
He's
all the things.
Doing what?
Yeah. Of all the things, why choose that?
And I do think there's people that could do it and pull it off. 100%.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
But yeah, of course.
There's also people that could fail miserably. Ellie says on Facebook, be supportive. He has done well with his sobriety and is an adult. If he thinks he can handle it, then more power to him. Just because someone owns a bar doesn't mean they're going to have to sit there and drink.
Yeah.
But set up some boundaries where, listen, if this even starts to look a little sideways, you're done.
Yeah, I think that's fair, too. You got to set the, like they said, set boundaries, set parameters where you're like, hey, this is like a zero-tolerance scenario. We all know that you can't handle it, and it's not your, you know, it's definitely your vice. So let's make sure we're all on the same page here. This is the outline. This is the guideline, and there's no fudging on it.
You know, and then
plus,
we have,
we'll make a lot more if you don't drink.
Boy, that's the truth. Then there's others like Bruce that just says a bar and drinking is not a good place for an alcoholic, period. I mean, you know, just black and white for him. So I think it's, you know, and Katie says, why does it have to be a bar? Can't they just serve food only? I mean, you could, but yeah. I imagine, you know, most people like to go to a sports bar or whatever, have a beer or two. They have
yeah, that's part of it.
Healthy relationship with alcohol. And so, you know. Like you said, Jay, that is part of it.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi. I'm a local bar owner, and I have some advice.
You're a local bar owner, and what was that last part?
I have a little bit of advice for this person.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Don't do it? It's just too hard?
It's too hard, and, you know, I don't drink. I'm a drinker. I love to drink, but I can't drink. Because I own a bar. But you can't, first of all, you can't have a sports bar without alcohol. Whoever said that is silly. You don't make any money on food. You make all your money on alcohol, so your business isn't going to make it.
Sure.
And second of all, it's not fun. It's a lot of work. and I don't think that a spouse can do it without their spouse.
You know, I will tell you, it does seem like one of those jobs that so many people are like, that would be so fun to own a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then they own a bar and they're like, oh my God, this is not that fun.
It is not fun.
Right.
Because, again, you know, you're the planner, you're the doer, you're the one, and it's really hard to find staff.
Sure.
And so you end up there a lot more than you think you would, and the temptations are great, and you just shouldn't. You shouldn't do it.
Okay.
So are you going to get out of the bar business, or is this, even though it's not fun, it's like, I'm stuck in this now?
I do feel stuck, but I'm also working my butt off to try to get out.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate the call and the advice. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. And good luck with 2025 and whatever happens to be your desire.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
you help a lot. You make me laugh all the way to work every day.
Oh, appreciate that. Yay. Thank you. Happy New Year, okay?
Happy New Year, guys.
Okay, thank you. Wow. Well, I mean, there you go. Somebody who actually owns a bar. She probably has a better idea than we do.
No, it's funny. She was like, I'm not even talking about the alcoholic part and drinking. I'm just talking about owning a bar. It's not just as fun as it always seems.
Yeah, I think she did. She touched on all of it. Not as fun as you think. More work than you think. Hard to get the staff and too much temptation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, horse's mouth, I guess.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Yo. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And my wife's pretty patient with it. She just laughs at me. Like yesterday, she goes, hey, golf pants.
Kevin James.
That's
in case you get a hole in one.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Yeah, hello, funny. Little entertainment news here. Congrats on the lineup has been announced for the 5850 Fest in Ketchum, Idaho, guys.
Ooh, okay.
All right. It's a blend of music, culture, and culinary excellence amid the 2025 Ski World Cup Finals.
Huh.
Good Lord.
That's quite a... That's
very prestigious, apparently.
What's the tagline for that?
I don't know, but whatever the hashtag is, it's extremely long and complicated.
And Ketchum, Idaho.
That's like Boise, right?
It'd be east by Sun Valley.
Sun Valley, where the famous people go.
Yeah.
It is wild that Idaho has two really cool places where, I mean, you're going to see famous people.
Boy, I guess.
Coeur d'Alene and Sun Valley.
Yeah. Let's see. The concerts will be Tyler Rich.
Okay, love him.
Annie Bosco. And
Steve loves her.
And Tracy Byrd. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of a fun little event, I would imagine.
Sure.
Yeah. And good for them that probably is a pretty prestigious grab. I mean, I know they're not going to go for a bunch of A-list celebrities for that one, just money-wise, right, I'm imagining. Yeah. But, you know, it's a March thing in Ketchum, Idaho, with a bunch of ski championships taking place. I like it. Well done.
Absolutely.
What do you have for us, Steve?
Well, Jay, we were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier. And I do have some audio from that, if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, well, one thing that's kind of, do you want to hear something that's not really country related, but still kind of interesting?
Let's see what we got.
So Jack Black, he inducted Ozzy Osbourne, and I thought his little speech was pretty great.
I was 13 years old, wandering around the record store. What should I get? Styx? Journey? An older rock aficionado noticed my indecision and he said, stop f***ing around, kid. This is the album you need to get, The Blizzard of Oz. Man, was he right. Thank you, nameless rock aficionado, wherever you are. You changed my life.
Okay.
That's so good.
Yeah, stop messing around.
Yeah, come on. Just go for it. Get Ozzy.
Ozzy, yeah.
Yeah, and nameless rock aficionado.
Yeah, all right.
That almost sounds like the name of a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least an album, if nothing else.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a good one.
That would be good.
Sometimes people will impact your life in just a quick moment, and they're not even anybody famous or anything. They just say something at the right time and changes the way you look at stuff.
Absolutely. You guys do that to me all the time.
Oh, stop.
Okay, I will. How about this?
I also said they weren't famous, so I don't know what that seemed like a complete shot. Did it not, Kevin?
Yes.
Yeah. Back to you, Steve.
Well, it was meant as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's meant as a shot because you made me stop.
Right.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I thought this one was pretty cool, too. Kelly Clarkson singing I Want to Know What Love Is.
I want to know what love is.
Who is that singing with her, Steve?
I assume.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Who do you assume?
I assume it's Foreigner, but maybe not.
I don't know that they, if it's at, was that at the Hall of Fame? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that the people sing their own songs, do they, or do they?
I don't know, Jay. I've never seen the special.
Maybe. Well, and you know, well, what's interesting though, so I saw them in concert years ago.
Foreigner.
Foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they bring out, and I think they do it at all their concerts, like someone or some group or whatever. They brought out like a local middle school or elementary school choir.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To sing that particular song or to sing a song that Lou Gramm can't get up high enough to sing anymore?
Well, he's not with them.
Oh, okay. All right.
Them. But, well, they have, you know, his replacement. Or
sure,
whatever.
Yeah.
But, no, I think they do it specifically for that song. They always have some
I
sort
see.
Of... whether it's just one person or several or group or whatever it is. Yeah. But so it could have been something like that, but it sounded like them. So I don't know.
Kevin, what do you got for us?
Phil Collins. I think Phil's one of those guys to me that has just, does anybody go, man, I don't like Phil Collins.
I mean, I suppose there probably are somebody, there might be somebody out there, but yeah.
I think even if they maybe didn't like his music, they would just let it be. He just seems like a guy that you shouldn't really hate.
we're talking just as a musician, correct? Not as a person.
Yeah, I don't know him in personal life.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Yeah, he just as a musician, and it's like, oh, and if you didn't think that you loved him for sure, then he just did all the Disney stuff.
Then he did Tarzan and all the rest of them. Yeah, okay. And you're like, oh, yeah, those are great.
But this is a bummer. Phil Collins has opened up about the health issues that he's having due to all those years of drumming. And he's widely been considered one of the greatest drummers of all times. But decades of playing the drums has taken its toll on his hands, his legs, and his body. They're doing a documentary, actually, about it called Phil Collins, Drummer First. Said he's still adjusting to not being able to use the instrument that he loves. He said, man, I just can't do what I used to be able to do, and I'd rather relax and do nothing. If I wake up one day and I can hold a pair of drumsticks, then you better believe I'll give it a crack.
Man, that's crazy. So yeah,
but I just feel like I've used up my air miles.
Yeah, just wore them out.
Yeah. It's one of those where his son went on to say, you know, he played the drums his whole life, and to not be able to do it is shocking. Like, you lose a big part of who you are. But he said, you know, he had surgery on his neck that stemmed from all those years of playing drums and bad posture.
Right.
And then, of course, one of his feet has drop foot.
Oh, yeah.
What is that? Condition where you have no sensation in your foot.
Yeah, and I think also when you pick it up, it doesn't really come up all the way, and it tends to just hang down a little bit, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I could see how physically that would wear you out. That's a lot of drumming.
Jay, I always look at those guys, like, what's his
name?
It's
exhausting.
Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
And the way he was treating his body for all those years.
I also feel like your shoulders would just be ripped up.
Yeah, like, how do you play those concerts for hours like that? It is wild.
Yeah, it's insane. That's why they always seem so sweaty. Also, Steve, it looks like one of the texters said that was Lou Gramm singing with Kelly Clarkson at the event. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to believe the texter.
Okay.
And Gunder also said at one point that the University High School Choir sang with them when they were here last time.
Oh, nice.
So there you go.
That's cool. Okay. Yeah. So I think it's like wherever they're at, they bring...
I don't mind that. Yeah. I kind of like it. Yeah, find a band, a choir, whatever. Ties it in locally, and why wouldn't you? Especially helps you, you know, do you think that's a little memorable to people who get to sing with you?
Jeez,
think?
You're making forever fans right there, no question about it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
But what if you had a note on the tree that says, go ahead, take one, I dare you.
Kevin James.
Because no one's taking that then, right?
Probably
like,
not.
Oh, I'm going to take that present and it's going to blow up.
Right.
Yeah. Especially when it's written in blood.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
On the air at jayandkevin.com. That's how you can get a hold of us. On the air at jayandkevin.com. You can always text to 509-441-0999. I'll sneak in a text here on the way to the emails. It just says,
ooh.
On the foreigner thing, it made me think. It's from Julie. Is there a country act that you would like to sing with?
Boy.
Steve, any country act you can think of?
The
problem, of course, is not being great singers. Like, we're not really.
Right.
Singers, that is an issue. Let's pretend that it would be perfect, your perfect singing performance.
Okay.
And who would you like to sing with?
I feel like it would be kind of fun to sing with, like, Old Dominion for some reason.
They're great. Yeah, they would. They could carry the burden.
Yeah, and you can kind of blend in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A lot of background.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you kind of. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Kevin?
And the first group that popped into my mind, and it's very weird, is. It's because of the not a great singer, right?
Right.
I just want to sing something really fun.
Yes.
And
that's
so
a good point. Yeah.
The first people I thought of was like Alabama. I want to get up and sing Dixieland.
Oh, man. Just a lot of harmony. A lot of harmonizing is great. Yeah.
Mark and holler. Yeah. Meet the mountain.
Moon. Something everyone can sing. More like, hey, friends in low places. Because you've sung
yes,
it anyway.
That would be a winner with Garth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was thinking that too.
You know, something that is already a built-in sing-along is a great call. A group, also a great call. Or somebody like Morgan Wallen, who you feel like you might be able to do a little bit of an impression of.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, an impression.
You know, you're kind of like singing sort of like him a little bit.
Okay.
And then you're like, yeah, that's right.
I know what you're saying.
I can sing like a redneck, so.
That would be your pick then?
Not bad answers. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that one.
Okay.
We've got email.
Blend in.
We've got email. Got email. Got email. We've got email.
Did you guys do New Year's resolutions? Emily wants to know. I mean, I did not. Kevin?
No.
Steve?
I guess I kind of walked into one.
Which was?
I am going to be more self-confident.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we did that.
And what was the other thing?
Positive.
Positive. Yep. Self-confident and positive.
Write it down.
Steve and I had
Steve,
a conversation.
Write it down. Tape it to your monitor so that it's always right in front of you. I'm not joking.
Oh, boy. That seems
you know
really
what?
It is a great way to keep focused on it.
Absolutely. You see it. The more that you see it, the better it is.
Okay. I got a note card.
All right. You can just so put it someplace so it's within your line of sight multiple times a day. I mean, you know, if you're at home, it's like, hey, a refrigerator. Well, that seems dumb. No, it's you see it. You remember, think about it. Look, it's easy to forget stuff, even stuff that you think is important to you.
Yes.
So, Visual reminders. There you go. He's got it right there. Visual reminders, I think, is a big help on those kinds of things.
Sure.
I lost my tape. That got moved in the cleaning, I think.
Oh, no.
I'll figure it out later.
So, you guys did that, Kevin, over the break or something?
Steve, what was it? Were we just on the phone the one night?
Yeah, you were texting me. Because I wasn't texting you.
Okay.
It does seem kind of true. I'm always the one to reach out.
Hey, man. I
like,
do it
hey,
sometimes.
It's New Year's Eve. What are you doing,
right,
bud?
Right, sure.
Making sure he's all right.
He's like,
know?
Who dis new phone, right?
Yeah. Where was this?
Yeah, I think it was New Year's Eve. I tend to remember sitting in my chair watching some New Year's Eve shows and texting you.
Yeah. Oh, you were telling me to go out, meet some people.
Oh, no, tell him what I said.
Oh, you said, I don't know what time this was, like 9 o'clock or something?
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, there's still time.
Yeah. Sure, of course, yeah.
Time to stroll out into a local bar, meet some people, and then just kiss someone. And then I told Kevin.
Oh, wow.
I said, you know, if I did that, I would accidentally like hit on a 6'5", 250-pound man's wife, get in a fight, and then trip over a banana peel. Not the best way to start a new year. And then he said that's manifesting some negativity, positive and confident. That's the words for 2025.
Okay, I like it. I don't mind that at all.
And we chatted a little bit about that, but it was, yeah. Was
like, about being positive and confident?
Yeah, I'm like, it's not that late. I mean, the fireworks just got over at 9 o'clock in Spokane. That's always weird, the 9 o'clock fireworks. I get it.
Is that what they did? I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, they do
where,
it at and 9.
Where, is that at Riverfront, or where do they do it? Okay, yeah.
A nice show.
They do it at 9 because of the New York
yes, and I'm
scenario?
Assuming. Yeah, absolutely.
That's really dumb then. Or is it the sound ordinance?
I'm
sure
it's because of sound, ultimately.
That
so
makes
9
more sense.
Makes sense instead of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Sound ordinance would be at 10. I think that's
probably
when they do them for 4th of July.
Yeah, they're usually done by 10, are they not? Or they start at 10?
Like 10:30 maybe.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember, but.
The neighborhood, they did it, and it lasted till about 12:20. My neighborhood had, I don't know, they do a huge one. Somebody there spends a lot of money on fireworks. I don't know who you are, but you spend a lot of money, or you somehow get people to go in on it. Man.
So it's just not some random person lighting off
fireworks. It's a random person. Oh. I don't know who it is. I don't even know where they're doing it. I know it's real close, and I can see him from my house. I did not partake in the visual aspect of it, but boy, it was loud. All I know
You were up participating in it, or what were you doing?
We were awake. We were watching TV at midnight. Yeah, we had gone out to dinner with some friends, got home at like 10-ish, and then watched a movie, and then, you know, sat there and watched the ball drop and, you know, the whole thing.
Okay, I saw a picture from your wife, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely Denise.
Yeah.
She's great at pictures.
Yeah.
I saw who you were with. I will not spoil that.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want people to be swarming you.
Just because Jay and I spent some time on New Year's.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out from the background of the restaurant where you guys were.
I don't know. I'll have to look at the picture now.
Two places that I thought of, which was one was like Templin's.
Okay, no. Wasn't
Post
that. Mm-mm.
Was it in Coeur d'Alene?
No.
Okay, I don't know what that
Spokane,
place was.
Washington, Kevin.
I don't recognize the decor of that building that was in your background. Can you tell me where you ate?
I mean, I could.
Please.
But I feel like that's...
Please.
Okay, it was Luna's.
Luna's on the South Hill.
Yeah.
Ah. Dude, it's been a long time since I've been in there.
Well, there you go. Now you can go back
nice
and
place.
Say...
Leo, nice place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know the decor.
Right. Exactly.
I do. I think last time I was there, I sat outside.
Because they wouldn't let you in?
No. I think it was summer.
Oh, maybe that's a better idea.
A spot outside.
Okay, fair enough.
And I guarantee the person I went with wanted to eat outside, and I was like,
because they wouldn't let you in.
Oh, God, could there be sun on us while we eat? That would be so dumb. You think the sunshine will be nice?
This might be a dumb question. This is a dumb question in the winter, but I'm going to ask it anyway based on what your conversation was. Do you like to eat outside?
Yes, at the right spot. At the right...
Well, I mean, it's not very often that there is a perfect scenario to eat outside. Is that what you're saying? Like, it's got to be not too hot, not too cold, not too sunny in my eye.
But there are some places that have great patios.
Mm-hmm.
And... if I know that they're going to be, you know, a little bit shaded or they have a great view or you can people watch, whatever it is, like, I will eat outside if I can.
Steve?
Yeah, I'd eat outside.
It's not that really answering the question.
What's the question?
Do you like it?
Oh, do I like it?
I mean, you said, I'd eat outside. Well, yeah, everybody would.
Yeah,
at some point, but.
Yeah, I'd like it.
You enjoy eating outside.
Sure.
What about you, Jay?
I do not like eating outside.
Yeah.
It's just too many. Usually it's not as comfortable
for
a variety of reasons. The chairs aren't as comfortable. They don't have, or, you know, whenever we're at our house, they don't have all the stuff that's inside. Climate control is neat. That's why I have a house.
One of the favorite places to do it is Klinkerdaggers. Outside.
Yeah.
In this, you know. Spring,
overlooking
summer, whatever,
the
overlooking
water,
the falls.
Yeah.
And it is a place that I am with you, where I was like, God, can we go inside? And it's so,
seems bad,
it's so stinking beautiful, right?
Yeah, it is gorgeous.
And it's so cool.
Yeah.
But there's two problems. I'm only going there with someone who's paying for lunch.
Right.
Right? So it's usually some sort of business thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. The chairs are not very comfortable. So then I'm doing the thing where I'm like, oh, God, I can't get it comfortable. And the waterfalls... I can't hear a thing anyone's saying in a meeting.
So loud.
Yeah, I'm just like,
That was three things.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.